Actor Charlie Sheen's recent announcement that he is HIV positive shed new light, albeit temporary, on a disease that once dominated healthcare policy and the headlines. It may not get as much attention, but HIV and AIDS is still a serious healthcare issue. And one organization in the fight is the Alliance for Positive Health in Albany. William Farragon was recently selected as the organization's new executive director.
The Alliance for Positive Health used to be called the AIDS Council of Northeastern New York, and a year ago we changed our name to pretty much go along with the changing tide of the epidemic and what we're doing. So we've been around for 31 years, and our primary focus is providing HIV and services to HIV-infected individuals and trying to promote prevention work in the HIV community.
You mentioned the changing tide of the epidemic. How has the epidemic changed?
Well, many years ago, back 30 years ago, people would get diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, and they would die. Now it is a chronic illness where individuals can actually, as long as they take their meds, and they can live a long, healthy life.
That brings up the point of perhaps one of the most famous people who ever contracted HIV, Magic Johnson. That was more than 20 years ago, and he's still alive. He still looks good. So back then, 20 years ago, when he was first announced, it would seem that his life would not go on that long, but it has.
Right, exactly. And about 20 years ago is when a lot of the drugs that are keeping people alive started coming out. I would imagine he would be one of the first people to probably be on those drugs.
What are your goals for this new year, 2016? Do you have an agenda set?
Well, right now it's settling into this job. Obviously, I've been here for 20 years, and I was the director of finance. So my first goal is to replace myself. And after that, we also are working on a strategic plan for 2017. And that is probably one of the biggest goals right now, is where we're going to be going in the next 5 years.
Has AIDS and HIV been forgotten somewhat? It was all over the media, all over the newspapers in the 1980s, into the 1990s. You don't hear about it that much anymore. And in a way, is that a good thing? Because it's under control, infections are being halted or slowed down, or is it not a good thing?
Well, people are still being infected. In New York State, they estimate about 3,000 new infections each year. The goal over the next few years with the governor's end of the epidemic initiative is to reduce those new infections down to 750 or below in New York State. So people are still being infected. It's still an issue. It's not as big of an issue in the public mind, I don't believe, because people are living with the disease. There's still stigma attached to it, though, and that can be a little bit of a problem with, getting people to get tested or to even disclose their status to other people.
There's been a lot of talk of late of the epidemic of heroin. And, of course, when heroin use is widespread, so is the use of intravenous needles. And
right.
Is that a concern that this heroin epidemic and the use of these needles could lead to a spike in HIV infections?
Sure it is. New York State has a syringe exchange program. So there's a syringe exchange program here in the local area, and we, the Alliance, runs one up in the Plattsburgh area where individuals who can become clients of ours and come in and get clean needles, we at the same time will teach them about use of clean needles and also try to get them into rehab. Because they're using clean needles, the likelihood of them transmitting HIV or hepatitis C is greatly reduced. But New York State is one of the few states that allows the syringe exchange within the state.
William Farragon is the executive director of the Alliance for Positive Health in Albany.